This is New England Public Radio. It's not easy to find much that's lighthearted in today's world. That's why a Western Massachusetts acting teacher created the Pioneer Valley Laughing Club, a chance to act like things are funny, even when they're not. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown recently attended his Zoom-based class.
Bing bong, bing bong. Hello, everyone.
This is the inaugural class of the Pioneer Valley Laughing Club, Pandemic Edition.
Nice to see some faces I know and faces I don't.
For an hour on Saturdays, Northampton native Gabe Levy, an acting and clown teacher, gathers about 24 people on Zoom who crave a bit of levity and want help finding it.
So I'll start first. My name is Gabe. I'm in Northampton in my parents' attic.
This is not a comedy class. It's really all about the laugh, even a forced one, and many of them are. Levy asks people to introduce themselves, describe their biggest problem, and laugh.
My biggest problem today is I started repainting the mudroom yesterday, and that's about as big as my problem.
My problem is shopping for food.
Some problems, of course, are bigger than others.
I'm supposed to be opening an 8-week run at the Met Opera House on Monday. That's not happening, so I'm just sort of dealing with that.
Is that I'm just not feeling well for 8 weeks now with the coronavirus, and this week. So let's laugh about it, because I really...
That people are dealing with very unfunny things is exactly the point.
Especially in times like this. Why not have a big belly laugh and maybe a big cry and maybe a big rage, or who knows?
As the class proceeds, Levy uses different methods to get the laugh. Sometimes it's a simple command.
So let's just start with a little, small little chuckle, right?
Or he'll tell just the punchline of a joke.
And then the egg said to the chicken, "I guess now we know who came first." And it can be like starting, you know, getting the carburetor started or the big, you know, chainsaw, where you kind of have to fake it to make it.
To Levy, the act of laughing is about mental and physical health. Many practitioners claim laughter builds immunity, though according to some major studies, the scientific evidence is lacking. Mostly, though, Levy says laughter builds resilience.
Which seems especially important right now, the ability to really still find pleasure and fun and vulnerability inside of such immense worldwide crises.
Levy knows a little something about resilience. 10 years ago, at the age of 26, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. He says the best advice he got came from a holistic doctor he visited after chemotherapy.
First thing that he said was, you need to smile and laugh more. Nothing will come from fighting. And that became kind of my mantra.
He's been trying to laugh about his tumor ever since. He studied acting and clowning at Yale, then became a clown teacher and coach, first in New York and now Western Massachusetts.
I find so much pleasure in laughing myself, in making other people laugh, that maybe just by proxy it has kept me more resilient, since that's the world I try to keep myself in.
He says his medical condition, while stable, has kept him from a traditional acting career, so he's made the best of what he's got. In between teaching gigs, he wrote a one-man show, which premiered in Northampton a few months ago.
It was called A Super Serious and Not at All Funny Reading of Stories I Wrote After Brain Surgery.
Oh, gosh.
But just as the show was finding an audience, the coronavirus forced him, like most performers, to shut it down. And that's how Levy came to launch the Pioneer Valley Laughing Club, based on a class he's taught before.
It's not therapy, but it is very therapeutic. You know, you look at the faces on people after going through this hour, and they are much more open. The eyes are kind of gleaming. Some people are, you know, have tears streaming down their face. I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of a purge. There we go.
Levy lets people pay what they want, if anything. The money goes to his company, Completely Ridiculous Productions, and the Northampton Center for the Arts. The first meeting had a waiting list. Levy says he plans to continue as long as there's appetite for a good, hearty laugh. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.